Stay not so much outside like we did last week. Just push it, just to zone in. You got to zone in order to get this Gemara. We're going to go back. We got to the two dots. We're going to go back to the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah is discussing the issues, the fundamental issues that come up throughout Shas of Mamana Moto Basafik. You have a Safik about a Dine Mamanas. You don't know who's right, who's wrong. And you don't have Rayas. You don't have proof, so what do? Machloikas Sumchus and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say the famous klal, which is the klal from Baba Kamum and Bava Mebez, of Man Dekoiv Asala Beyasya. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Bivada, a question on your Bekiyas Bechina. Man Dekoiv Asala Beyasya, yeah. The one who's sick goes to the doctor. That's the one who's sick goes to the doctor, not the one who's healthy goes to the doctor. That's another way of Chazal saying a little bit of a, in a shticky way. Chazal said, "Hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya." You want to be mitzi mamon from me? You want to take away my muchzakas that I have money, and you want to extract that money from me? You bring the raya. You bring the proof. And sumchus don't hold of that. Sumchus, again, we chipped away at sumchus. That's what you need baliatoisus for. That again, every time you have a klal, chacham and sumchus, it seems like there's a fundamental machlekes in all areas of Shas. Comes along Taisus. That's the way a Taisus works. Taisus says, what do you do with this Gemara? What do you do with that Gemara? What do you do with this Gemara? Sumchus seems like he's made over here. Sumchus seems like he's made over here. That's the way Shas works. That's the way Ian works. Ah, new klal. Sumchus doesn't argue everywhere. Sumchus only argues when it's like this, or when it's in an agam, or when it's not in a in an area where the animals are muchzuk. So that's the klalum of Taisus, and that's where we have the din of Sumchus Maman Amutu Basafik Chulk. So in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Seifa said, again, our Suffolk in the Mishnah was regarding what? Our Suffolk in the Mishnah was regarding, you didn't know when the Leda of the animal happened. You had a Shor Shenogach HaZapara, V'Yolda. And we didn't know if it was Yolda Machmas the Negicha. Was it because of the Negicha and you caused me a loss of money now that I lost a second potential animal? Or no, was it before the Leda of the Negicha and therefore I had nothing to do with this animal? With this negich, what is that? A Gemara on a phone? It's not in this generation. We're in like 1964 in this room right here. We don't hold with that. Somebody, anyone know where the YU Swarm Suck? We buy this guy a Gemara. I'll sponsor. Who wants to collect? Right, $1 right here for Gemara for Ringelheim. $1. Anyway, I have $2. $2, please. Gemara for Ringelheim, please. Come on, Rabbi Say, it's a good cause. We're going to get the guy off the street. $2 for Ringelheim. Weiter. Shor shenokas achabar v'nimtza ibra b'tzidah v'ein yidiyem ad shaloi nogcho yoldim shenokcho yoldim shalom chatzi nezak lapar v'yin nezak levad v'chein. And this is the safe for the Mishnah. Para shenokcho es ashor v'nimtza v'loda b'tzidah v'ein yidiyem im ad shaloi nogcho yoldo imi shenokcho yoldo. What's the difference between the ratio and the safe? What's the difference, Rabbi Isai? Whether the Vlad is a what or a what?
Para or a
short. Okay, that's true. I can't say you're wrong. But what's the relevance of that, Rabbi Isai? Give me halachic terms. Yeah, Ezra.
Payment.
Meaning, and 100%, you're right. Meaning, give me Hebrew words. Is the Vlad a blank or a blank? Mazik or a Nizak? Mazik or not a Mazik? He's definitely not a Nizak. Was the Vlad part of the Mazik exactly what Ezra was saying? Does the Vlad have to pay as well? So what does the Gemara say? What's the din? Chatzi Nezek min Apara? You pay Chatzi Nezek from the cow? Urevia Nezek min Avlad? And you pour a quarter of the Nezek from the Vlad. Good. Now switch to the Gemara. Mem Vavam Aviz. The Gemara we got off to. Chain Parah Shenokhles Ashor at the bottom. A line before the wide lines. You have wide lines there? How does it work? What is it? What's it go? It's same as... Yeah? Yeah? It's definitely not the same thing. There's a lot of schmutz underneath it. Okay, weiter. Chatzi nezek or via nezek. Palgen iskahu. You can't read between the lines on that zach. Chatzi nezek. There's two dinim in the Torah. There's a dinim of the oisiyos, the shachar agabi lovon. There's no lovon over there. There's no love in holding the Sefer Torah together. There's no kedusha on that. You could throw that thing on the floor if you want right now. No problem. I wouldn't kiss it. Chatzi nezek revia nezek palga niskahu debay shlume. Sorry, Rabbi Say. I heard some things over Shabbos about this new mahalach of I'm not going to buy a TV for my house, but I'll have an iPad. That's probably there are svaras out there that it might be even better to get a TV, because at least that you're bapumbi with your averus. So now I go beseser and I'll go in private. Now I can do everything. So adaraba, even the frum people now have the ability. Whatever. Well, that's true. It's on recording now for another few future parsha shvus. Sorry, this is my therapy session. This is when I. You guys.
They don't
want
the TV for the kids.
What?
They don't want the TV for the kids.
Okay, so the parents are. So you think the kid's never going to find the kid, the parents hiding in the bedroom watching the iPad? That's what I don't chap. That's what I don't chap. You think the kids are so dumb? You think the kids aren't going to chap onto that? Adarabba, the worst thing in chinuch is if you're going to be a hypocrite. Can we start the recording over? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
These guys aren't.
Chatzin parashan. The chances that someone outside this year is going to hit on a Bekiah year, I'm willing to take the risk. Chatzin nezek or Rabbi nezek, unless you guys all tweet out, go to second this and second this.
No, or if you run for president.
Yeah. Good R. Chatzin nezek or Rabbi nezek. Palganisku, the Bayishlume. Now the Pekish year is going to become the most popular year, because now they're going to know it's my therapy session. Chatzi Nezgar Vinezek, Palganisku, the Bayishlume. Kula Nitzke Nechira Via Maya Vitze. What's the Gemara's Kasha, everybody say? What's Gemara's Kasha? Chatzi Nezgar Vinezek. I don't understand. Where'd you get this Cheshbin from?
Arbitrary.
Where'd you get this Cheshbin from? Palganisku, who the Bayishlume. Why does he have to pay Palganisku, everybody say? Because he's a what? He's a Tom. So he has to pay Chatzin Nezek. But your Cheshbin is what? Is Chatzin Nezek plus Revia, which is what?
Three quarters
of a Nezek. Where do we find that? So far, it's not me, it's the Gemara. Don't argue. Where do you find that? Frank the Gemara, Maya Vitze. Adrabba, because there was a Vlad involved, now this guy gained. Now he's getting more than he would get in a regular Nezek. So, Emfrit the Gemara, Omra Abaye, Chatzin Nezek, Echod mi Arbo ben Nezek, Urevia Nezek, Echod mi Shmoine ben Nezek. What did that mean? Zokt Rashi, what did Rashi say? Let's go back. Chatzin Nezek, everyone with me? Chatzin Nezek, Urevia Nezek? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Chatzin Nezek, Urevia Nezek.
Is that Rebbe's?
Yeah.
Rebbe's handwriting in that is great.
I know. I had a chavrusa who also had a good handwriting, so I was very self-conscious about it. Rafi Rosenblum. We were learning in the Koil. When was that? When we learned Baba Kama in the Koil? First half of Baba Kama learned in the Koil. But these stopped, and I think we did in Shai Yashuv in the summer. Baba Kama. Got married, we were learning Yavamas. Baba Kama was after. Oh, Baba Kama. I don't remember. Chatzi Nezek or Vinezek, Harei Kol HaNezek. Right, I was in Meruba for Rav Shechter. That was my second. No, I'm all lost. I don't know. Yeah, Baba Kama was, I think, before I got married. Fine. Chatzi nezek revia nezek. Harei kol nezek chaser revia. Understand? You're only missing a quarter. Vamai hotamu, says Rashi. Where are you getting 75%? Where are you getting just kol nezek chaser revia? This guy's making out much more than Nizak than he's supposed to. Hotamu palganisku debayishlume vesulo. Vahai kol niska nechi revia demechayev said. Nechi revia means reduced a revia. Means he's getting all Nezek minus a Revia, which is what? 75%. He's making out. Where'd you get that from? And for the Gemara, next Rashi, Omer Abaye, Chatzi Nezek, Diktani Hainu, Chatzi Tashlumin, Sheyeshno Alap. No, it's not Chatzi Nezek on the entire Nezek. You make the Cheshbin like this. You split each item. You have a Vlad and you have a Paro. Chatzi nehainu d'ktani hainu chatzi tashlumin sheyeshno al hapara. Half the tashlumin that's on the para, imein vlad, da'iu mishtalem es chatzi nezek. it has to pay a chatzin nezek. Hash the mishalim riva. Now it pays a quarter. Mishum de islay shutvis, because he has a shutav. Who's his shutav? Who's the shutav? What did you just say? The Vlad. He's not alone in this item. So therefore what? You should split up how much he has to pay. He shouldn't pay a full chatzin nezek. He should split that in half, and that should be what? A quarter, because you're splitting a chatzi. And what? So Rashi already alludes to what the next line of the Gemara is saying, is what do you mean he has a shutav? Doesn't he own the para and the vlad? So Mamon of Shachi has to pay? Says the Gemara, no. We're talking about a case that there's one owner for the para and one owner for the uber. And therefore, the guy, Balapara, can say, what do you mean? I'm not the only mazik over here. How could you fully charge me? So only charge me for what my par is involved, which basically says you have to split my chatzi nezek and you'll extract whatever else from the Baal HaUber. How do you split an ownership between a para and an Uber, Rabbi Say? What? What? Who? What? What? You leave the Uber out of a sale. You say, I'm selling you my para without the Uber. I want to keep the fruits of this investment. What? Yeah, that's true. You could sell the Uber as well. That would potentially get into a Shiloh of Davish. Yeah. The Machlegs, Nesivis, and the Ktay. Good. Yeah, possibly.
Rebbe, I don't understand. If you're going to say that the Vlad is separate from the Para.
Which we're about to say. We didn't say that yet.
But if you're going to say that, yeah. Then how could it be that, like, it can't be 15, because if you're going to take it two separate, like, 15, it can't be two separate entities, because it, like, no. Where you...
Why can't it be two separate entities?
If they're going to be two separate entities, then they should be the same chatzi nezek for each one, I think.
You're asking, where do we get the division from?
Yeah, because if you're going to say it's not part of the
other... Schultz, look at Tosfos, Dira Maslu Revia. Go, I'll read.
Revia nezek?
Yeah. How are you equating the vlad to a para? If you have a mazik that one guy has nine parts and the other guy has another part, are they going to split it in half? Right? So how do you equate now the vlad to the para? Right? So says, skip the line, says Taisis, the answer is Taisis, Mufarish Riva, the Kula, you see?
Where?
Mufarish Riva, the answer of Taisis.
Yeah.
Mufarish Riva, the Kula Milsa Naka Lissimana Ba'alma. You're 100% right. Schultz is right. The numbers are not specific. And the Vlad is not going to be half of the Nezek over here. And all of it was chosen to be Lissibana Ba'alma. Kilu avlad osachatzi nezek, avala olam lo mishalim ele revia nizko, shim apara shavashmonim zuz, below avlad, veim avlad mone, so what happens? Meaning, we're not going to really pay this amount. So listen, so he says what? That if the para is worth 80 zuz without the vlad, veim avlad, the para is worth what? Mone goes up 20 bucks, yeah?
Yeah.
It's worth 100 instead of 80 that it would have been worth alone. Vechatzi kola nezek sha'asa. And how much was the nezek that it damaged? It damaged a shore that was worth how much? 200. No, because you're paying chatzi nezek, right? The chatzi kol nezek shasa mana, so it means the shore was worth what? 200. Don't you know kashor shava masayim? Because there was no geach shor shava masayim. V'nimtza chelek chamishis levad. So it's going to be 1/5 of the nezek. And if you knew it was for sure a shutav, you know to aparim avlad. V'achshav shu suffik nota chatzi avlad shu eser zuz shu revia nizka shel vlad. So enechanami, the Riva says you're right. And in actuality, when we're going to carry out this dintaira, he's only going to pay whatever chelik he was. Like in Tosfos' example, it would be only 10 zuz out of the 20, which would be chatzi of his chelik. But you're not going to compare the Vlad and the Para to be equal amounts because, like Schultz is saying, it's not accurate. The Vlad is not the same amount. Majority of the Nezek came from the Para and not from the Vlad. Now, not all the Rishonim agree to Tosfos. There is a beautiful Rashba here that Reb Chaim Brisker, and I'm not going to have time to get into this. Chaim Brisker says it depends whether it's a shar tam or a shar mulad. If it's a shar tam, so then what? So then you're right. Then you divide it based on how much each item is involved, like Taisa says. But if it's a shar mulad, so then you split it equal, because you ignore the chalakim of the actual ox. And you say that each owner would have to split it 50-50. Why should that be? Why should we be mechalak between a shor tam and a shor muad? So says the Rashba, says Reb Chaim Brisker on this Rashba, this is fascinating. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, Yesoid, the oynesh of a shor tam and a shor muad, one is based on the shor, and one is based on the bailin. So he says, if you're adjudicating the case based on the cheftza of the shor, so then you got to take a cheshbon of the parts. How much of the shor was involved? And if it's only 1/5 of the nezek, that's all it's going to pay. It's going to be chatzi nezek of 1/5 of nezek, because we're all focused on the parts of the car, on the parts of the shor. But if you look at it as an oynish on the bailim, says Reb Chaim Brisker, that's when both of us were involved in a nezek. Ignore the parts. We're not looking and focused on it from the shore's perspective. Both of us have to divvy up. Chatzi, chatzi. We got to split this damage in both. Unbelievable chiddush of Reb Chaim Rabbeisa. We don't have time to get into it. But this Reb Chaim Brisker that explains the Rashba's pshat in Tosfos Kasha to depend whether or not it's a short tam or short muad is a yesoid in Negichas Keren, that tam versus muad have different vantage points on where you're adjudicating the punishment and the payment. Is it from the vantage point of the shor, or is it from the vantage point of the bailim, which will ultimately have nafkaminas and practical implications to how much you're going to have to pay if you were connected and a shutof with another guy in a mazik? But we don't have time to get into it fully. Yeah. But it's a fascinating Reb Chaim and a famous Reb Chaim. Yeah.
How could you say that?
So you want to start discussing. So what is the nature of an uber? So what is the nature of the uber? Is the uber part of the animal? Is it not part of the animal? Is it a separate entity? Is it not a separate entity? You're assuming it's a separate entity. So let's see. The Gemara is going to get into that a little bit on Mem Zayin. But right now, it's part of the body. And it happens to have another owner. So why can't you?
Why is it a separate payment?
Because there's another owner. There's another owner. Shutuf techad, uber techad.
Yeah, but if there's two owners of the cow, you
Oh, we would have to split, right, exactly. So that's what the Gemara is saying.
I mean,
so you're splitting it.
But it's Migufa, though, so the payment only comes from his Uber.
Right, so that's what Tosis is saying. So now we're going to Migufo, dependent on how much each part was part of the Nezek. What chelik do you have in the Guf of the Behemoth? Exactly, is how much you're going to pay.
I mean, the Migufo payment comes in the actual Guf. So I mean,
and this is part of the actual
the
Guf.
The power of Migufo is only from the part. The Uber one would be from the Uber. So if there's like a certain maximum,
I agree. That isn't that what Taisa said? That there's we're not gonna.
But then you see it's pretty much separate. It's not part of the payment.
What do you mean?
Like that's completely completely different than having chatzi nezek from one animal and levi nezek from another, than having two chatzi nezeks from one animal that two bailim are split.
Why can't you view an uber as I own the leg of an animal, like you're saying, two shutfim in an animal? Let's say. What if I would tell you and argue to you for a second that an uber is yerech imo? What does that mean? Does anyone know what that means? Has anyone ever seen that phrase before, Bose, throughout Shas? Well, it's a very important phrase. It has a lot of implications, and we're about to see one of those examples. Perhaps many of the Amoraim and the Gemara view an uber as being a limb of the animal. So if that's the case, then basically what I'm saying is, if your animal is nogeach, who happens to be pregnant, that means the owners of both the animal and the leg are responsible for the nezek. That sits well with you? Because it's another owner. I need to somehow involve him. So I need to cheshbon, according to him, his leg or his yerech. So now we can't equal it to the other guy, but we're going to have to somehow extract some money, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to split it based on the amount that they're involved in the nezek. Good?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we say that the shutaf for the baby would have been pater because of the sveika? did. We don't know if the baby came from the cow when it gored, and we don't know if the baby would have lived on its own.
So that's really disgusting. Not Sveksveka, but the Let's see the Gemara whether or not he can actually get the money out from the owner of the Ober. But you have to understand, that's not the only ramifications. The Bala Para is also tining that there's another owner. He wants to say, you can't hold me fully responsible. There's another guy that has to pay some of the money. You want money from me? You got to extract some of the money from him that I shouldn't be fully responsible. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if the para and the Vlad is what? Guys, no point in you being here right now if you're not going to get a Gemara. Like, there's not even good sun from that light. Like, what are you getting sun bathe over here? Get a Gemara. Is what I'm saying to you right now a surprise to you? No, be honest. Oh. Sorry about that. You tell me. Or, I don't know, go in there and rent a Gemara. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Sit down, I like that. No, 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 get a Gemara. If the par and the Vlad is one, yeah. What's the Gemara's kasha, everybody? Help me out. It's a hard Gemara. Help me out. Says the Gemara, what are these divisions of payments? I don't understand. You have to get chatzi of the nezek from this, and then revia nezek from this, and we split it up, and it's going to be end up being what? A quarter from the para, and an eighth from the Vlad. Why? I understand. Okay, there's an Uber, very nice. We'll have a whole simcha when the baby's born. But I go over to the Bala Parna and I say, Mamonov Shach, how much money do you owe me? You owe me Chatzi Nezek. I don't care where it's coming out of, you owe me Chatzi Nezek. Whether it's part of the Vlad, whether it's not part of the Vlad, when the Vlad was born, you owe me Chatzi Nezek, and you gotta pay me Chatzi Nezek. So I say, that's what the Gemara says. Where did the concept Mamon of Shach come from? It's not some guy in Meir Sharm that made up the phrase Mamon of Shach. It came from the Gemara. Mamon of Shach. On either side. Mamon of Shach, you owe me. So you got to pay me Chatzin Ezek. I don't care what the story is. So that's why the Gemara had to conclude in order to divide up these payments to be Chatzi of a Chatzi and Chatzi of a quarter. Rabbi Isai, everyone with me? That's how we get an eighth. What's a chatzi of a quarter? Amazing. Oh, we're mathematicians over here. And chatzi of a chatzi is a what? Quarter. Is a quarter. So the Bala Par is going to have to pay a quarter. And the Bala Vlad is going to have to be a what? An eighth. Must be that it's not para vivlad dechad. It must be that, like the Gemara concluded, that there are separate owners in this case, and that's why you divvy up in the way you did. Manav shal chatzi nezekli. Ela loitzricha third line. Rather, there's two separate owners, and therefore you split up the payment. V'i, listen to the Gemara now. V'i dekodim tave lebala parat chile. If he goes, the person, the nizak, and he's toiveya what? He's tave lebala parat. He goes to the bala parat first. Hochanami de omerle lebala parat. Parat didach azik san. Havli raya de islach shutfi. You have to bring me a raya that you have a what? Have a partner in what? In what? What's the word I'm looking for? A partner in?
Crime.
In crime. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob. Partner in crime. You want to prove that you're off the hook? You prove to me that you're a partner in crime. So who's the maitzi michaver over here? He's saying that the person that has to bring the raya is the Bala Para if he wants to get off for the rest of the Nezek and he wants to throw Nezek onto a Shutof. But Elad Kadim, so why is it over here split up in our Mishnah? Elad Kadim Tavi Lebal Vlad. No. Who is the first one that the Nizak approached? The Nizak approached first who? The Bala Vlad. By approaching the Bala Vlad, what is that? The Amarle Galisa Daitach the Shutfi Isli. You were Megala to me. You revealed to me that you know and you believe that there was a shutef, a partner in crime, because you went to the balavlad first. Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? That can't amount to hodas baldin kemeya edim dami. That's like an admission that if I walk into court and I say, you do not owe me any money, or he's the one who owes me money, I was meide, that you don't owe me that revia, that eighth of a nezek, and you, that's why you were teved from someone else. So now the balapara doesn't have to bring any proof, because you yourself put your foot in your mouth by you going to the balavlad first, and you were, even though you, all you did was pay me up, implicit in your statement is that you believed that there's a balavlad, and the balavlad was involved in the nezek. So now the balapara says, ah, there's an eighth of this nezek. There's a half that's not, I'm not involved with, right? A half of a quarter, which is an eighth, and therefore that's going to even reduce my payment, that it's going to be a half of a half, which will only be a quarter. Yeah. Well, so let's split the...
Why do you split the half? That's splitting the half. You look at how much the parts are not like
quarter. Well, so we're assuming right now, let's assume right now that the Vlad is involved in a quarter of the Nezek. Okay? But again, the Riva, that was Schultz's question. The Riva says those are Simon of Almanachat. It could be that it'll be a fifth, like the case of the Riva will be that, but it's going to be a lower amount than the Chatzi Par. So now, once you divide that, you're going to half the half, because you can't take the whole half from me, because I have because it's Mamana Mutaf Basafik Cholkin. It's according to Sumchas. So we're dividing every payment, the Chatzi Nezek, we're dividing it again because we're in the world of Sumchas that says Manamot of Asafik Cholkin. Let's just finish the Gemara and then I'll get back to your question. So that's the first day of the Gemara. So since it's talking about a case where you went to the Balavlad first, so now the Balavlad has to pay his Chelek, which is an eighth, arbitrarily according to the Gemara's division. And what? And or according to the Rashba, it's a Shor Muad. That it wouldn't matter that you owe, that it's chatzi chatzi, right? But according to, but if you went to the balapara first, then the balapara would have to bring the raya that he's off the hook. And now again, it's not only to make the payment; it's going to also make the payment less from the balapara, right? Because it's mamana muta basofik also by the balapara. No one has any rayas here. Maybe there was another person involved in the damage. So therefore, I'm paying half of a half, mamana muta basafik cholkin, and that would only be a quarter. Everyone with me? Good. 1 second. Let's just finish the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Ika da Amri. No, there's another pshat in the Gemara. Ika da Amri. Afal gav de kodim tave la bal para tchila. No. Even if he goes to the balapara first. That the first lishon of the Gemara says, then what? Then the balapara has to bring a raya that he has another partner in crime. Says the Gemara, no. Matzi madchile. He has the ability to push it off. To Amr Le, because he can say, made the yade, I know, the shutfa isli, that I have a shutuf. Since I know that I have a shutuf, so Rashi says, therefore what? Made the yade, the isli shutfi, the shutfa isli, the riva de nisku hu de mechayv aloch, ubal vlad, and I am only chayv to you a quarter of the nezek. Why? Because it's a chatzi of a chatzi. Ubal Vlad Amrle Ivadai im Vlad Nagcha Have Ana Shutvi Umachaiva Loch Rivadinizka Hashta de Misfeka Loch Shminis Mishtalmis Minoi. The Balavlad says what? Ivadai im Vlad Nagcha. If it would have been Poshut that the Vlad would be Noigeach, Have Ana Shutva, I have a Shutov. And he's chayev to you, Rev Nezek, hashta de misveka. Now that you're chayev from Safek, so you chatzi that riva, which is shmina, mishtalem zminoi. But the second lishon of the Gemara says, no matter where I approach first, that's the way you're going to split it up. This is Abaye's hesber of the division of the Mishnah, that the balapara pays a quarter. It doesn't mean chatzi to what we originally thought in the Havamina, that he's going to end up with 75%. No, he's going to end up with less. He's going to end up, what?
37.5.
He's going to end up with half of a half, which is a quarter. And he's going to end up with an eighth from someone else. What? 12.5%. Beautiful. and that's going to equal 37.5%. And that's the Abaye's answer to the Chatzi plus Revia, not what we thought in the Havana. Yeah, David.
What about the fact that if you chef a para that had a baby inside, you don't have to do
Shechita? Wait. We're getting up to there. Amem Zayin Amin Aleph. Yeah.
How could you say that, like, through this calculation, it's like less than 50%? The Torah doesn't have to be a Chatzi Nezek.
No, the Torah never says that. Torah says each one of you have to pay your chatzi nezek. Doesn't mean it has to be the half of the nezek. No, it's a good question. Yeah. 1 second. He raises his hands. Yeah. Oh, you don't have a hand. Yeah. What?
I have it.
What?
What if Shan nezek? You say the reason the chayim has is because of the lack of shmirah.
If you hold palga nizka mamoino and you hold stam shoyer and belezka lav bechazka shimer kaimi. So what do you want to say?
How do you explain if you say the reason you're chayav is because you weren't shemar? Why would you be splitting it? Wouldn't it just go on whoever is responsible? Why would it matter that there's a shiva?
Every owner is responsible for their part. It's all through ownership.
How can the vlad be responsible?
No, the bala vlad.
How can he be responsible for
that? If you invest in my company, and someone sues us, even if you only own a fifth of the company, someone's coming after your assets.
The Baal Vlad can't do anything to protect his...
Sure he can. Guard the animal. This is
it's not his animal. It's the Baal Shor.
So in Echanami, so you're right. So you can't divide it. So now ultimately you're going to have to do me a favor. And also watch. So you know what we'll do? We'll split every 5 nights. You do 1 night and I do 4. But ultimately you're responsible. You can be sued. You can be taken to court. It's the real world.
Is the Nizak getting a percentage of ownership? Or they're paying him with like the value of...
Excellent question. You know what David is asking? When we hold Chatzi Nezek as Mishtal and Miguf, what's he asking? Daniel, explain to me in Lamdish terms what he's asking.
Is it that you own part of it and the owner's like...
Give me the phrase.
Is it Migufo, Mimo?
No, we're handling Migufo. It's a Machlekes Tanoim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, Avi, help him out. Help Silver out. No. Yuchlat Hashor or Yusham Hashor? Anyone ever heard those phrases Rabosai?
Nope.
Quoted it last Sunday. When there's a mazik that happens, I guess no one's heard of it. When there's a mazik that happens and you hold Chatzi Nezek Migufo, so Sofer wants to know, what does that mean? Does that mean the guf, the actual item right now, becomes the nizaks? Or is that, no, it's just a way for us to be Yusham Hashor. We'll figure out the Nezek from the goof of the animal. You're not going to pay above the goof of the animal. That's like a benefit of the Mazik. That this much you can't go over. You're not going to have to pay cash in addition to the goof. Does the actual animal transfer ownership to the Nizak through a Nezek? The Chayfetz. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Yuchlat Hashor. It's yuchlat, it transfers through a nezek. It's an unbelievable thing. Parshas Mishpatim. Through the nezek, it gets transferred from the mazik to the nizak. One second. It's a pasuk. Yuchlat ashur. One second.
Because again, he's responsible, right?
So that's what the Gemara says. Good. So now, Rabbi said, everyone get the cheshbin of the numbers over here? Everyone understand the numbers? Again, you have a para, and you have a vlad. I want to go back there. You have a para and you have a vlad. Yeah? You have a para and you have a vlad. Aaronoff, you have a par and a vlad? You do? You have one? You have a par and a vlad?
In general?
Yeah.
No.
You have a gemar? You have a par and a vlad? You have a par and a vlad? Everybody say, you have a par and a vlad. And the gemar is trying to figure out, and it does damage, right? And how much does it have to pay? It has to pay chatzi nezek. So work out, Avi, work out the numbers. What are the numbers? So the bala para pays how much? Let's just say it outside, just before we go on. The Baal HaPara has to pay Chatzi Nezek, so how much does that translate into payment?
Half.
A quarter. Why is it a quarter?
Half of a half.
Why do we get to half of a half? Because there's another person involved. Because Mama and Amutu Basafik Cholkin, right? Mm-hmm. Now, and for the Baal HaVlad, it becomes into be what?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes into what? How much is he responsible for? The Gemara presents it as a quarter.
A half of a quarter.
Which is not necessarily a quarter. So a half of a quarter is what?
An eighth.
Is an eighth. So that's the way Abaye explained the Mishnah. and not that he's coming, instead of what we thought in the Havamina, we were bothered that this Nizak is coming out with 75%, according to what Wadani cheshbened out, it's not 75%, but it's 37%. So he's actually losing out from all the sveikas over here, because ultimately he doesn't have rias. And he gets pushed off, he pushed over, and that's the way Din Torah works. Even according to Sumchas, it's a chiddush yourself. According to Rabbanan, Rabbi Yisai, what will be the din over here? He's happy to pass him like Sumchas. Even though you're being choy like the damages, Rabbi Yisai, what's the... Even though you're being choy like the damages over here, Rabbi Yisai, is he better off according to Sumchas or Rabbanan?
Sumchas.
Why? Because according to Rabbanan, you get what?
Nothing.
Zero. So at least according to Simchas, he's ending up at 37%. So don't think, like, even though it's not the 75% that we thought was a crazy Havamina, but at least he's getting something. Because in each suffix, by each person, yeah, I could push him off, but I can only push him off, what? Halfway. Mama namboto basafik cholkin. According to Rabbanan, you don't have a raya? Get out of my face. I don't have anything to discuss, and it's garnish. Sorry. Sorry, that's not true. Korinth Rabbanon, I vadai bichaya for the para half. Right? Because for sure he'll get a quarter, 100%. For sure he'll get a quarter? No. He'll get half. He'll get half of the para. He'll get half of the para without the vlad. That was wrong what I just said. He does not get zero according to Rabbanon, but he can't get any money from the vlad. So he might make out better. One second, but the Balapara can say no. You can't get 50%. You can get 50% of the amount. I mean, the Balapara could still say, according to Rabbanon, there's a shutuf that was involved in this nezek. What? No, you want to extract money from me. Fine. So I'm asking, I have to pay for my para chilek, but I think I have a partner in crime. So you can't extract from me the full chatzi nezek from my para if there was partly another person who was involved in the damage. What? No rayas. We're all assuming you're no rayas. That's the machlokes Rabbanan and Simchas. So according to Rabbanan, how much money? I'm just thinking about this now. According to the Gemara is not going according to Rabbanan. So now I'm talking outside. According to Rabbanan, who we passing like? How much money could he extract? I don't think he could extract from me the full chatzi nezek.
We're not saying more, we're saying
we're saying motzi mechamer olav raya. You want to bring me a raya? Oh, you're saying faker. You're saying I have to bring the raya that I had a shutof according to Rabbanon.
Yeah.
So therefore, vade am chayev chatzi nezek. Yes, so you're probably right. So probably I'm chayev according to Rabbanon over here, half. Half, and there's nothing to split, straight up half, and there's nothing to talk about. You're wrong. So Rabbi say, erase, in addition to everything I said about the beginning of this year about iPads, erase this and erase what I just said, that according to Rabbanan, you'd actually make off better because you would get straight up Chatzin Ezek. And if the Balapara wants to bring a Raya, let the Balapara bring a Raya. Yeah, good.
Wouldn't the Nizak have to bring a Raya? Because he's being most in the mom.
So that's what I was arguing with. But it might be that I'm a Vadai Nizak. I'm a Vadai Mazik, and he's a Suffolk Mazik. I'm being Ma'ir a Suffolk. So ain't Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai. I want to be Machadish Ataina that I'm not a Mazik, so then I would have to be able to bring a Raya. Everyone knows that I was Mazik, right? The Marashah tells us on the Gemara Namad Aleph, Edim saw that there was a part of that was Mazik, we just don't know about a Vlad. So if I want to be Machadish new stories, I have to be Machadish ain't Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai that I have to pay. This whole discussion about the numbers game only gets started within Sumchas. Yeah, David.
We keep saying that there was a shutfas and the baby and the para. Where was the para to begin with? Was it in an area that was?
You were here last week. Yeah, that was the whole discussion last week. Yeah, okay. Fighter.
Did this apply to humans also?
Beating up each other?
Yeah. Let's say like a woman's pregnant and she kills someone.
I mean, yeah, the Gemara talks about that's with the source for Kim Levi Deravani, Ksubis.
No, I'm saying would you be able to, when the baby grows up, take money from him?
What if I'm Mazik a pregnant? Oh, if she hits me? She hits me? Yeah, there's no din me goof. I don't think so, no. It's Chaval, you bade me Chaval. Yeah. Yeah. Fighter.
You're here.
Weiter, Zok de Gemara. Rava says this entire explanation is wrong. Everything we've been doing is absolutely wrong, says Rava. Rava says, very simple explanation. Rava Amar, don't get complicated with numbers that you've just wasted so much time, says Rava. Rava Amar, El Amar Rava. Sorry, what's Rava's problem? Amar Rava, three lines from the bottom. Atu echad mi arba benezek, the echad mi shmoina benezek tani. What's Rava's problem? You answering? What's Rava's problem, Rabbi say? Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Doesn't say in the Mishnah 1/8 and 1/4. It says what? Chatzi and Revia. So Rava says, Abai, you have a nice fancy explanation with a lot of division, but says Rava, Shtetnisht. Yeah. Shtetnisht means it's not in the Mishnah. It's not said there. The Riva. The Riva and Tesis. Within the arbitrary assumption, he's assuming that those numbers are wrong. No. Again, even though it's not necessarily going to be a quarter and a half, it's going to be a larger amount from the para and less than that. So it happened to choose the amount of Revia, but that we could still work with those numbers. The Gemara has specific numbers, and you're not saying, yeah. So Gemara says, Amar Rava Atu Echad Mi Arba Benezek Echad Mi Shmoina Benezek Tani Chatzi Nezek or Revia Nezek Tani. Must be something more specific because the Mishnah was very specific that it's a Chatzi and a Revia. Ela Amar Rava. I like your question. It's a good question. Ela Amar Rava La Oilum Bepara Bevlad Dechad. We're talking about a para and a vlad of one.
Meaning that they're connected.
They're owned by one person.
Oh.
Okay? And this is what it means. Issa lepara, totally different pshat in the Gemara. Rava comes a totally different pshat. Issa lepara, mishtalim chatzi nezek mipara. Lessa lepara, mishtalim revia nezek mivla. What did that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Dr. Rashi. Lessa lepara. V'tam ein mishdalim ela migufo. What's the din? V'tam pays from the guf ashor, right? That's how you evaluate the nezek, right? The guf ashor, you're not going to pay more than the guf value of the mazik. V'amr le, havli kula palge hezeka mivlad, says, give me, right? Give me the chatzi nezek from the vlad. D'iyu nami azkin bahade para, since he was involved in the azkin, in the nezek, in the guf of the para, the Rava Svirale, and Rava holds, listen to this, this is the kunz, dechad gufuhu, v'havi ke'echod me'evarel, k'nim b'farish b'seifa, David, this is your Rava. Rava holds that they're one guf. The milsa, b'seifa the milsa, mishalim le'minei revia nizke, v'idach revia, and the other quarter, mafsid, v'afilu shava avlad, kol palga nizke. And he has to lose out since the par is gone. I'm sorry, that's your loss. So again, what happened over here? If you have the para to pay from, great. Take the gufo, shel hezek, mi gufo, from the par. But if the para somehow disappeared, and you don't have the para to extract the money and the value anymore from, so where can I get my chatzi nezek from? Well, you can get some of your chatzi nezek. How much? Okay, the riva, whatever. But we're going to call that Revia now. You can get some of your Chatzi Nezek from who? From the Vlad. Why? What does the Vlad have to do with anything? Zokturava, no, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Vlad is part of the Gufo Shel Ezek because it's an Aver of the animal. If it's an Aver of the animal, so then you have a place to extract some of the money from and you can get some of the Nezek from the Vlad that you would pay what? Revia Nezek. Zoktrava, let's go on. Lesa lepara mishtalim revia Nezek mi Vlad. Taima de lo yadinon I have a Vlad bahado kinagcha. I lo have a. The reason why you're able to get revia is what? Because we don't know if the Vlad was there and therefore what? What's the din? If you don't know if the Vlad was there at the time of the Nezek. So it's mamon amuta b'safik cholkin. So it's ultimately going to be what? Revia Nezek, a quarter instead of a chatzi. But listen to what Rava says. Rava continues to go on and says what? Aval ipshit talon. But if we had Aiden, that what? The Havalon Vlad Bahad the Kinagcha, that there was a Vlad for sure that was involved in the Nezek. So what's the din, Rabbi Yisai? Says Rava. Basically, it's not Momen Amuta Basafik anymore. Then what? Your Mishtalim, Kol Chatzi Nezek, from even the Vlad. Even though it's only partially part of the animal, you can extract the entire Chatzi Nezek from the Gufa of the Vlad, because this is through the din of an Uber being a Yerech Imo, this is a manifestation of, even though the par is gone, the par is still around, as long as the children are still around. It's a good Yizkor speech. You can get your Nezek from the Vlad, because it's still around in some shape or form. What?
What's the Shem and Tosfos?
If what?
What happened when he was talking to
Gavon
when
the
house?
What do you mean?
They still have kids.
Oh, Gemara and Yivamas about Bonim Ariam Kibonim. Yivamas Samach Beis.
Yep.
Yeah. Tosfos, Tap Tosfos, yeah. Fighter. Oh, you were, I thought you guys didn't have a question anymore.
He has a question.
Yeah.
Is Rava saying there can't be a
shefus?
Is just there? We don't need to get so
complicated. Yeah, you don't need to get so complicated. Rava doesn't disagree fundamentally with Abai. He just says like shteit nisht. That's not what the Mishnah says. Rava's so much more glatt. But Rava's a big chiddush that you can get your entire chatzi nezek from a vlad. Meaning, I would have said to Rava, "Whoa, Uber's yerech imo, but to an extent." How could you take all the chatzi nezek from that if it's migufo? The answer is, why not? It's a guf of the nezek. This is what the Baal HaPara came. We're talking about one owner. So since it's all one owner, why shouldn't you be able to get all the nezek from that guf of Vlad, even though it's only a small percentage of the actual mazik? That's a way of migufo. Meaning, before Rava, I might have said, yeah, you're right. This is one owner, and he owns both. But at the end of the day, you only have one, you only have a very small partial of migufo of the nezek. Says Rabbi, you don't look at it like that. As long as you have migufo, and I, the owner, owe you more money, you can collect more from the value of that animal, and the chatzi nezek fully can be collected from that animal. Comes along Tosfos and he says, well, one second. Lesa lapara mishtalim revia nezek, tap Tosfos. Ledivre Rava lo asya masnisen krebi akiva. What does that mean? Who's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisai? I just mentioned Rabbi Akiva before. Who? Yuchlet Ashor. Why? How do you know, according to Rava, our Mishnah can't be according to Rabbi Akiva? Zok Taisvis, the Kavan, the Shutfin in who? Who's a Shutuf? What? The Nizik with the Mazik. Not two Mazikim. Since they're a Shutfin, how did he become a Shutuf?
When he got four.
Through the din of Yuchlet Ashor from the Nezek. So what's the din? Ha'amrinan ba'aminiach. We say in an earlier Gemara Baba Kama, Im kichesh ha'mazik oshibech. What's the din in the interim of what? If there was a Nezek that happened, and now in the interim, before I actually transfer the animal over to you, what happened? The animal went up in value. There was like shvach. It got fatter. Or it went down in value. Who takes the loss? Who gets the proceeds? It's important questions, right? Real estate went up in the middle of the time, in the interim, when you were owed this money through the din of Yuchlet Ashor. So what does the Gemara say?
Especially with the Vlad.
Bershusan de Tervayu. Bershusan de Tervayu. So if it's Bershusan de Tervayu, so then what?
Then he's getting ownership.
So then what? So he's getting ownership. He has to also be responsible for it. So now what happened in the interim, according to our Gemara? Lesa lapara. What happened? Suddenly the para disappeared. The mafia came and got rid of this para. Okay? Whose loss is that for?
Both of them.
Both of them. So how could the Gemara just say, what's Tosfos bothered by? How could the Gemara be going according to Rabbi Akiva that both of them suffer the losses when Rav is saying a statement that what? Oh, you don't have the para anymore?
take the whole chatzi nezek and shift it to the vlad. No! If something changes in the animal, bein lehakel, bein lahachmir, both of them suffer and gain the proceeds. So therefore, in lesa lapara, the nizak should say, what do you mean? We're in Rabbi Akiva land. Lost the par. I'm sorry, the mafia. You have to pay off the mafia. But the mafia came and they made that par disappear. That's your loss. You can't just collect it from the vlad. From the fact that the Gemara says that you can collect the entire item in a situation where there was a loss of the guf apara from the vlad, it must mean that what? We're not in whose opinion?
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva, we must hold that not yuchlad ashor, it's not owned by the nizak, but rather it's what? It's yusham ashor. It's going according to Rabbi Yishmael, that it's just a way to evaluate the Nezek, but he doesn't own it, and he doesn't suffer any of the losses. Gevaldik HaTaisus, that points us out in terms of just understanding the Havana of the Gemara. Vaitering Shas. Zok the Gemara, this statement of Rav is not from anywhere. Rava Litamei, the Amar Rava, that Rava says, what does Rava say? Parshi Zika Gaiva Mivlada. Parashi Zika Goyve Mivlada. Parashi Zika Goyve Mivlada. My taima gufahi. This Vlad is considered the goof of the para. Taisis goes on to explain, being a very important Taisis, Rabbi Sand, there's a very important Taisis in Sanhedrin, I believe, Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph on this topic, Ashas Sugya and Tmura as well. This is the old machloikis of Uber Yerachimo, Uber Lav Yerachimo. And since Uber is Yerachimo, so therefore it's a part of the animal, so therefore it's part of the Nezek, and that's considered the goof of the animal in order to collect the Nezek, because this Uber, this fetus, is part of the animal and was part of the Nezek. Rabbi Yisai, I'm just saying it outside, we don't have time to get into it. If we were learning this Be'ian Be'ian, we would learn this up very well. There is a Ran in Chulin, that the Ran in Chulin and Daf Nun Ches says, that even according to Manda Amr, Uber Lav Yerachimo, Uber for Hezek, Rava's statement, everyone holds you can collect from the Uber. Why? Because whether or not it's Yerachimo or not, might have implications, Legabe Shchita, Legabe being Makdish the Behema, if I'm Makdish the Guf Hapara, am I also Makdish the Vlad? Those will have different nafkaminas. Is it a separate entity or is it one entity? But everyone will agree, in terms of the body goring, says the Ran, it's physically one unit. If it's physically one unit, even if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimo, even if you hold it's not one halachic entity, and it has its independent halachic existence, but for Nezek, it will still have to pay, and we regard it as one unit. That is a very important yisod of the Ran. It's a brisker rav that comes up in Tmura, Rabbi Yisai. Not for now, I'm just bringing you this machlekes. Taisus doesn't agree over here. Taisus thinks that our issue is the same issue of Uber Yerachimo, Uber Lav Yerachimo, but the Ran says perhaps you can distinguish and take out our Gemara from the discussion, since physically it's one unit and it's one hezek that's happening from both of these items. So even according to Avraham Damar, Uber Lav Yerachimo. Rabbi Yisai, this issue of Uber Yerachimo, Uber Lav Yerachimo has nafkaminas not only in Shchita, not only in Hakdasha, not only in Nezek, but as nafkaminas in Geirus. Where does it have nafkaminas in Geirus, Rabbi Yisai? What? Yes, the Gemara in Yevamos. We've discussed this, Gemara. No, Schultz? That if a pregnant woman goes into pregnancy, the Gemara discusses, does the Geirus work on the Vlad if she was pregnant? How does it work? Why does it work? Is there a discussion between Uber Yerachimo or Uber Lav Yerachimo? Also a statement of Rava on this item, whether or not those two are statements. What? Do we say that? I think my Gemara says it doesn't. So the Avnei Meluim thinks the nafkamina would be whether it's Yachalimchos. If you look at it as a separate entity, a separate Geirus, so then when he gets older, he has the ability to be Meiche. If you look at it that it was included in its mother's Geirus, you wouldn't be able to be Meiche. That would be a fascinating nafkamina. That's not found in the Gemara, to the best of my knowledge. I think it's the Avnei Meluim that was Mechadish, that would be the nafkamina of understanding. But both Manda Amrim and the Gemara say that even if you hold Ober Lav Yerachimo, the Geirus is good. So the Gemara asks, aye, but it never touched the water. Chatzitza. What?
This is an inner organ. I mean, this, you're saying uber lav yerachimo. It's a new entity that needs geirus. So how does it work? No, no. Rabbi Yisai, think last year to chatzitza. Avav. Hainu, what? Hainu revise. If something is in its natural growing form, and this is the way it's supposed to be, and this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created its natural existence, even though it didn't touch the water, that does not become a chatzitza and a separation. Rabbi say, you see something fascinating from that Gemara. It's not whether or not you touch the water or not. It's whether or not al pidin, there's a chatzitza between me and the water. So I could somehow, from this Gemara, go into the water where nothing around me has a din of a chatzitza for whatever rules in Hilchos chatzitza, and I didn't get wet at all, and I was just dunked into a mikvah. But you say this Gemara might be a source for some new contraptions of things that don't qualify as chatzitzas that for doctors might help for people in areas that they don't want to get wet. But as long as it's not a chatzitza, it's considered as if I'm going into the mikvah. Let's say you have some sort of items that al pidin, they don't qualify as a chatzitza because of the material they are made of. Perhaps, I'm not saying perhaps, maybe based on this Gemara, it's not essential that you actually get wet. It's just essential that you don't have a separation when you're inside a mikvah. Yeah. I don't want to talk about mikvah.
Yeah, so it's a whole machlokes, like if a woman is pregnant with a kohen, whether or not she's able to go to kever or not, isn't...
You know what we spoke about last week?
Yeah, but shouldn't bad guy be that she shouldn't be allowed to because it's part of her body and it's not chatzitza and the sack is not...
So that's what we need a sex fake up. That's for the shaft, the rakev, right? Chazer or shams?
Really?
No, I'm saying we have a head there. You're right. You have a head there. They don't have sex hikas in there. They don't have shafts. Yeah. No, you understand what I'm saying? That's why we needed a sex hika, because otherwise it would have been a problem. Your whole assumption last week is that in theory it should have been a problem. We were asking a different question. Why should it be a problem that we need a sex hika? It should be tara blua. It should be tahor. It's not tameh. Tumah v'tara is not the same thing as chatzitzas. So tumah v'tara, if it's swallowed up, so therefore it should be mutter.
We brought this question up a couple years ago with the woman driving over the UW when she had with her carpool. Remember
Rabbi brought that mention? No, we were talking about sof tumah latzis. What were we talking about? The lower level, upper level?
No. This woman was pregnant and planning for carpool. She had a ticket for not going to carpool when she was pregnant, and she would want to
claim. Oh, really? I don't even remember that. That was in the courts.
I think so. I think.
So I was saying it was totally an over Yerachimura. That's amazing. I moms don't even remember that. I spoke about this.
I think maybe I mentioned it.
That's kishmak.
No, I think first thing was
I think he meant it in like a cool way.
No, if she's pregnant, that doesn't count as.
Well, what did we just learn?
It's machlekes.
I understand, but in American court, that is not.
Oh, this is all fake, right?
No.
Fighter on the iPad. Yeah, fighter on the iPad. Fighter.
Do you need the machlekes?
How does the Rambam paskin in terms of uber yerachimo, uber lav yerachimo, Rabbi say? Anyone have a kavitz here?
Yeah.
You're lucky. Amy has one.
I wonder if they're still on the phone.
All right, Chavra, we're almost done. Oh no, it's Chilek Aleph. Okay, we'll talk about it another time. Ram Paskin's here, Parashi Zika Goiva Mivlada. If I remember correctly, the Ram Paskin's Uber Lav Yerachimo. What's the problem, Rabbi say? How could the Ram Paskin like this if Uber Lav Yerachimo, unless he holds like the Ram? Maybe that's a terrace. This is not like Tosis assumes, totally on the machlekes of Rabbi Yerachim or Fight. My time a goofy. Tarnagoyla shizika ain't a gova mi beitzasa. That might be true by a part of an animal like an uber. But says the Gemara, that's the difference between chickens and other animals. Very relevant to Noach. A chicken has a beitza. Tarnagoyla shizika ain't a gova meitzasa. Why? My time a pirsha ba'almahu. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? An egg is not considered part of the chicken. It's a separate entity. It's pirsha alma. It's looked at as a separate, even when it's in the chicken, it looked at something totally different. Tosfos points out that this idea of pirsha alma is not always. There are certain stages in the egg's development that it's going to be totally mu'ura begidin, that it's really part of the guf of the animal. But there is a stage that the animal becomes pirsha alma, and it's not mu'ura beginning, right? Taisa says, "Mother of Rabbi Elitz Ferus, Kai Plug Derav Laza Rabbi Shua, but Vlad Treifa, Hakol Mod and Beitzah Treifa Shia Sura." My Taima came into Agida Begufa Kugufa Damia. So you see over there in the Gemara in Chulin that since it's connected to the Guf, it is like a Guf, so it's a Stira to our Gemara. Hainu Dafka Hasam Shemu'urus Begidim Shenimtsa Adumos Bimei Atarnagolas. Was at a stage of a development, it was red, the egg, that it was really Choshev Kaguf Atarnagolas. So then Enachanami, then it's considered part of the Gohu. Kach Enogov Mitzasa, the Miyemer Shahayur Mu'urus Bishashe Zika. So says Taisis, but when it comes to after the Nezek, he says you always have a suffix. Maybe a person could always say the egg at that point in time wasn't any more connected to the atarnagol and it wasn't mu'ura begidin, so therefore you can't extract from the guf of the beitza just like you have the ability to extract from the guf of the vlad. And according to Simchus, those eggs that were born now, enogova demi esmol gamrala, avalinian treifa asura de shema bishash nitrifaisim mechuberis. Good. So that's the end of the Taisa. Everybody said, we'll stop here. The rest of the Gemara is really just connected to this. Mirza Shem will do the next Mishnah next week.